Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To my right is 22-99-year radio veteran Rich Lord. Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sean. How about you?
I'm doing great.
It kind of feels like football season started today.
A little bit. I've got my OTA uniform on, which, as you know, I usually come in. In the last couple of years, I've tried to dress up a little bit more at work, you know, like wear jeans, wear shirts with collars, things like that.
Really?
Yeah. In the last couple of years, I have. I don't know if you've noticed. I've tried to...
Okay.
Yeah, I've tried to wear pants.
Well, as you know, I certainly haven't.
Yeah, no, and I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
I have my OTA uniform on today.
All right.
Which, if it's over 84 degrees outside, I go with the nice breathable shorts, the flip-flops, and the nice, loose NFL, NFLPA t-shirt that
it's
I like
It's a good
wearing.
Move.
Yeah.
It's so, a good move.
A little steamy out there today. Mother Nature was kind enough to drop about a 45-minute drizzle on us to cool us all off, and then the sun came back out.
But there's something about, and it's not like rookie minicamp, it's not like anything that followed the draft a short time ago. There's something about a full squad being on a football team that does make it feel like football season is starting.
Yeah, and full squad, you know, full squad certainly used a little bit loosely because no Jadeveon Clowney out there. J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins, I believe, were in the building working out. They were not out at OTAs today. You know, it's funny.
The intention is full squad.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't always work out that way.
And I'll get into some of my observations here in just a minute. But I guess my big picture observation is that OTAs, at least the one we were at today, with the changes in training camp, OTAs and training camp don't look all that drastically different. You know, training camp used to look a lot different because there was a lot more contact at training camp. Well, that's not the case anymore.
Right.
Some of it is mandated by the CBA that you can't have contact every day. But then there are coaches nowadays who are just taking it easier on players in an effort to be ready for the regular season. I think that's why you see some teams start out kind of slowly, like the Texans did last year, Chiefs. Certainly the tackling early in the season, not quite as crisp as it used to be. But so we're out at OTAs today, and as I'm watching the Texans go through drills, when they partition off into four different groups, defensive backs over here, big fat defensive guys over there, big fat offensive guys over here, and then offensive skill guys over here. As you watch them do that, and then the horn blows, and they get back into 11-on-11 with everybody cheering and hooting and hollering and whatnot, I'm like, this does feel a lot like training camp, the way training camp works nowadays, if you want to know the truth. So it was cool to be back out there. There are definitely observations that you can glean from being out at OTAs. And it's also like the first day of school. You see a lot of faces you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, and we should be hearing at least from Coach Bill O'Brien at some point here this afternoon off of that first workout. For those not familiar, it's three workouts, the OTAs. Number two will be next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. And then the following Tuesday, June 4th, they'll wrap it up. So this is an opportunity to really get the off-season program in gear.
Yeah, we'll mix in O'Brien. They carried it live on In the Loop a little bit earlier. We'll mix in some of it throughout the day. I guess my big picture observations, Rich, are that this team, and this is something Seth Payne brought up when he called in from practice to talk to Landry and John, they definitely look like what a Brian Gain football team is, what Brian Gain espouses as being his priority in assembling a roster. Anytime you hear Brian Gain talk about guys that they went and got, whether it's in the draft or free agency, you know, in the case of last year, a trade with Demaryius Thomas, but particularly young guys that they're bringing in, the three words he always brings up are bigger, longer, and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
That he's trying to get more athletic. This is a team that across the board, I think just in terms of the eye test, looks that way in these first set of practices.
You might have your questions about Tytus Howard, but his athleticism is unquestioned. Waring comes to mind in the third round, a guy who's been a multi-sport athlete who's obviously an athletic guy. So, yeah, I think absolutely that was a focus.
Waring, I'll tell you this, Waring, and it helps that he's wearing number 81. Waring looks like Owen Daniels, but if you put Owen Daniels on that old NFL Blitz video game, B-Mac, you're a video game guy. Did you ever play that Blitz video game where guys would pick each other up by like their skulls and slam them on the turf?
Yeah, that's a little bit frowned upon now, but sure, back in the day, I played it once or twice.
What do you mean it's frowned upon?
Well, you know, the whole concussions things. I don't know if you want to slam people on their head.
Well, I thought you meant the video game's not frowned upon.
No, it wasn't as... people. Yeah, I mean, I prefer Madden, but I played it once or twice.
But those guys always looked very like super book. Yoked up, yeah, like superheroes. Book. That's what Cahali Waring looks like, Rich.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the eye test on him is pretty impressive. So, yeah, I just think it fits... From what I saw out there, I'm like, okay, this looks like what Brian Gain keeps describing when he's asked about guys he's bringing in. Specific to guys that are going to be really crucial to the Texans' success this year, they didn't do much at the running back position in free agency and in the draft. They brought in some undrafted guys. So we've been speculating forever as to, and by forever, I mean the whole offseason, as to what exactly does Deonte Foreman look like. I will say this, from what I saw, Lamar Miller... We're going to be saying a lot of the same things about Lamar Miller in this training camp that we were saying last training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, the big theme with Lamar Miller last year in training camp was, wow, he looks spry. He looks like he's dropped a few pounds.
Dropped a few pounds and picked up a couple of tenths of a second on his 40 time.
Yeah, he looks like he's in really, really good condition. He looks like he did this time last year. Deonte Foreman looks in really good shape. All the things that we've been hearing, including from his dad, who called the show one day when we were talking about Deonte and actually brought up the fact that he'd been doing some boxing this offseason.
I was just going to say, he better look good after that buildup.
He looked good. He looked good. Yeah, it's some of it's hard to tell, obviously, with respect to handing the ball off and running the rock, because guys aren't wearing pads, so they're not simulating an NFL game.
Yeah.
All you can judge is just off of... When I say he looks good, I'm talking about what his burst looks like, what he looks like physically. He looks like he's trimmed down a little bit. He's going to be a big part of what they're trying to accomplish.
He's one of the big keys to the success of this season. There's no doubt about it. Lamar Miller obviously can't do it on his own. And like you said, they didn't address it. They brought in a couple of undrafted free agents. We'll see if guys like Gillespie or Crockett can contribute at some point, but... It's a total unknown as to what they're going to get after Lamar Miller, who had a good year last year. But as we all know in the NFL these days, you pretty much have to do that position by committee with two, if not two or more, guys contributing at that spot. And right now, it's obviously a huge part of the offense in terms of balance and what you optimally want to have featured with Deshaun Watson pulling the trigger. So it's a huge, huge situation, and it's one of those situations that is one of the more, I think, concerning on this team because of the lack of action as far as addressing the need this offseason. Deonte Foreman can look as cut as possible until he gets out there and stays out there. We don't know about Deonte Foreman.
I'd throw Caron Higdon in there as well among names that you're throwing in there. Gillespie is more of a fullback, and I think he's going to be a special teams guy, but you brought up Crockett, Higdon, the undrafted guys, I think are going to be in the mix. And that's a position where O'Brien, too, has mentioned that we'll wait and see what winds up on the market towards the end of training camp. You know, when teams are basically cutting down from 90 to 53 right. on the same day, and it's this gigantic flea market for guys. I could see the Texans bringing in a veteran guy if none of these rookies kind of Absolutely. Establishes themselves, both at the running back position and on special teams. These guys are all going to have to play special teams. Rich, my crush among the rookie class, just purely on physical traits.
Okay.
You know, John Lopez said, was there anybody out there, you know, if it's the first day of school, is there anybody out there where they came back looking different from the summer, or there's a new girl in class where you're like, wow, where did she come from?
So it's not wearing because you've raved about him already.
I've raved about him. I've got a lot of crushes. No, Lonnie Johnson.
Okay.
Lonnie Johnson looks gargantuan standing with the rest of the cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about the style of cornerbacks that this team has right now with Jonathan Joseph and Aaron Colvin, Bradley Roby, even his draft classmate, Xavier Crawford. Lonnie Johnson is a big, strong, strapping dude. So the cornerbacks were standing right in front of us where we were, and I'm like, dang, who's 32? It was me looking across the cafeteria. I'm like, dang, look at 32. Pretty hot.
It'd be
and it
huge.
Was Lonnie Johnson, yeah.
That'd be huge if he was an instant contributor.
He made some plays. You'd be happy. He hit a few passes knocked down today.
I also want to keep my eye on his former Kentucky teammate, this Derek Beatty, who there have been good things said about, who they brought in as an undrafted free agent. Two cornerbacks from Kentucky on the team. One of them obviously with high expectations. The other one with a lot to prove.
He's wearing number 30, Beatty is. So I'm still having a hard time scrubbing the visions of number 30 getting beat deep down the field in my brain from Kevin Johnson. That's not Beatty's fault.
No.
That's just the Pavlovian things that go on in my brain.
Sure.
Having to adapt to a new number 25 out there was a little bit tough. It's Deontay Burton, by the
way.
That is a little bizarre. A little tricky. Yeah, I'm like, boy, there were certain numbers I could count on out here that I knew out there, and Burton is number 25. Because new safety, Tashawn Gibson, is number 39. Let me point this out, too, real quick. Justin Reed attached at the hip to Tashawn Gibson out there today in terms of, obviously, not on the field. They were doing their thing on the field. Yeah. I'm talking on the sidelines as the teams were, you know, changing sessions and things like that. Justin Reed constantly next to Tashawn Gibson. So anybody worried about the leadership factor with no Kareem and no Tyrann Mathieu back there to help bring Justin Reed along? I think it was a big factor in his development last year. Fear not, Tashawn Gibson appears to have taken on that mentorship role.
I mean, we could do a full hour on questions surrounding the secondary.
Yep.
And that's obviously one of them. Hopefully Aaron Colvin will be moving around effortlessly as well as they move through this offseason.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.